In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the last few weeks, we were talking about a different series of talks. Like one time, we were talking about how you face fear. And it took us many times, we were talking about how to face the fear of failure, future, rejection, and death. Then we were talking about another series of friendship, the fundamentals of friendship, the value of friendship, friendship with the world, and we talked about examples of true friendship. And today I thought we talk about a new series. And many people ask Abuna Jacob how you come up with the series itself. Believe me, as I told you many times before, when you pray, you are talking to God, and when you read the Bible, God talks back to you. And as you heard the scripture today, I found something very interesting that I thought would be a new series for us. That is happiness. I want to talk to you about the secrets of happiness. And I found the very first secret of happiness in today's scripture. And that was in the scripture that you heard today when the Lord said that you must become as little children. And of course you will be surprised, as many of us do, when we talk about how should we go back and become like children. Even good teachers like Nicodemus, when the Lord talked to him about becoming a new person, and he said, what do you mean? He said, you must be reborn. And he said, should I go back and enter my mother's womb? He said, no, not this way. So please listen to exactly the discussion between the Lord Jesus and Nicodemus in the book of John in chapter 3. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? The Lord Jesus answered him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He cannot enjoy the true happiness, the eternal happiness, because we sometimes misunderstand the meaning of happiness. You feel like if you are laughing and joking, that would be happiness. If you are outside with your friends and drinking and enjoying your time, that's happiness. It's not it. This is the wrong way. It is the world way of happiness, not God's way. So, today we are going to talk about the difference between true happiness and false happiness. And every time I talk to you since I came here, I always remind you that as a church and God's people, we should always have in our mind one thing. If the Lord say it, we do it, period. We do not question the authority of God or what He said. It doesn't mean we are canceling our mind and our brain to work and think. I never meant it this way. But when we do it, God will reveal to us all His secrets, as He always did. He never stopped telling us and explaining to us and teaching us all things step by step. But at some point of time, I may not understand what the Lord meant. Give it time. Give you an example that happened on the Covenant Thursday when the Lord wanted to wash the feet of St. Peter. And St. Peter, he said, no, there is no way, you can't. Then the Lord told him, if I do not wash your feet, you have no inheritance with me in paradise. So he said, no, go ahead and wash me all. He said, no, only wash your feet. You do not understand what I am doing now, but you will understand later. And as you know, of course, later St. Peter did understand what the Lord did. He started to understand the meaning of humility and the key to become back again to God and listen to His commandments and give it time to really understand it. So how can I become like a child? Even if you see someone who is acting in a strange way and you can look at him and tell him, stop this childish behavior, meaning we're not agreeing with the behavior of children sometimes. So does that mean God wants us to be like children in this way and everybody will be upset at us? No. Here's the key. The Lord said, unless you are converted and become as little children, there are something that you must watch for. Number one, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Okay? You will not enjoy the true happiness, the eternal happiness. You must become like a children. Number two, if you are not converted and become as little children, you cannot have your sins blotted out. In the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19, it says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Okay, again, repeat the word repent, therefore, and be converted. If you do, now you will enjoy the times of refreshing from the Lord, the time of happiness and joy with God. And in this verse, and the verse in the scripture today, in the book of Matthew, in chapter 18, you hear the word be converted. In English terminology, the word be converted is what we call it passive. And passive meaning something that you must allow to be done to you. You do not do it. You must allow God to work in you and in your heart. And how can I let God come into my heart so I can really enjoy this happiness? It begins with submitting yourself and believing in God 100%. Absolutely 100%. It is not 99.9 or even 99.999 to endless number. No, it should be 100 exact. 100% exact. It cannot be any different. And when we do it, I will not lie to you and tell you it will be easy and everybody say, look at this good man or good woman. No. Because the world lives differently and they will be completely against you. They will look at you as crazy. Because what this man is talking about, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to you because you have the world view. But it does make sense to God because God said it. And that's what matters. I will not worry about what people say. I will be worried more about what God says about me. That's the key. When God said you must be baptized, and you must be fully immersed in water, I must go inside the font of water completely down. No one will come and tell you, what's wrong with spraying water on the head of everybody? What is wrong with the Coptic Church? You must re-baptize someone coming from a non-Orthodox denomination. Easily, we tell them, here is what God did. It says, during the time of his baptism, he came out of the water. It means he was completely inside and he came out. Also, St. Paul said in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 12, he said, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. The working of God, this is my key. I allow and submit to the work of God in my heart and my mind, and I will not let anyone, no matter what, to affect my ideas or my brain or my thinking or my life as God. If you do not drink, it becomes a serious problem. And sadly, seriously, sadly, this week was full of sad news from different people. They tell me many families are making graduation party for their children, high school children graduating, and they offer beer and wine to their children and to the friends of their children. So if you want to corrupt your child, why should you corrupt the friends of your child? Who would be responsible? You heard the scripture today, and I will come to this one in more details, about what would happen if you cause a little child to stumble, you cause him to sin. Who will pay for it? Who will pay for it? This is one of the reasons why the church always asks the priest, day and night, anywhere you go, you open the Bible, you teach, and you preach. We don't do it because we want to do it, we like to speak. God said, go therefore and preach, baptize all nations and preach, talk to everybody. So we do it because God said it. So you keep teaching the people what you are doing is very wrong, and watch out. Why? Because the whole idea is we want to enjoy the true happiness with God in heaven, in the kingdom of heaven, not right here, right now. What a glass of wine or beer will do for you? What will it do for you? Will it make you happy for a while? So what? For a few minutes? And then what? When you caused a child to drink beer and wine, how could you do that? How could you be God's child and you come to church and you are called God's children and you stand up and pray, Our Father who art in heaven, and then it's okay. Now we have a way that you live, and in the church is another way, as if we are two different worlds. We are not. We are supposed to be the same inside the church and outside. It should not be any different. Why would it be different? If you are hiding something from the church or Abuna or anyone inside the church, you will never, ever hide it from God. You will never do it. He sees what you say and what you do. So whom are you deceiving? That's the question. Do you think this is happiness when you do what the world is doing? Everybody's drinking and cheer and holding a glass of wine and that's it? This is the happiness? I'm sorry to tell you that you completely missed the meaning of happiness. You do not know the real meaning of happiness. The meaning of happiness, as God said today, that's secret number one, and as I mentioned earlier, and we'll continue inshallah next few weeks, is to have the humility of a child. To humble yourself and listen to God's commandment. In the scripture today, in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 4, God said, therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself, if you abide by the commandments of God, if you listen to the church and say the church said it, the church speaks the word of God, we should do it. You should not question it. And if you question it, come in this week with the authority of the church. Not somebody else who will mislead you because they will speak of their own ideas. If you speak to someone who is 15 years old, will tell you the experience of a 15 years old person. A 20 will be experience of 20. 25, 30, everybody speaks as how much he lived and how much he knows. But not the experience of the church that knows God for all of these thousands of years from the Old Testament to the New Testament and continue forever. That's where you should humble yourself and come and get to know the right teaching of God. And when the disciples asked God who would be the greatest in the kingdom, God was trying to give them that good, very good lesson. And it's very amazing that God did not make like a big sermon when they asked him this question. Well, what he did very easily, he brought a child and have him in the middle, and here it is. That in itself should be the key to your teaching and answering your question. Humble yourself like a child. That's it. You see many times it happen a lot like children fight with each other. Parents get to know what's happening. Their kids are fighting. So the parents start to fight with each other. At the time the parents are fighting, you will find that children are playing with each other. Quickly, they forgot what we were doing. They are so simple and so humble. And that's how they enjoy life. And that's what God meant when you humble yourself. Become like a child. Forget the sin of anyone against you. And forgive the sin that anyone did to you. That's how you really come back and live with God. You have to do it. I never meant that we'll take things so easy and we will not be very strong in all what we do. We should always be strong because God was very strong. God who told us, if anybody slap you on the right cheek, give him the other too. The same Lord who said it when they slap him in his face, he told them, if I did something wrong, judge the wrong that I did, but if I did not, why do you slap me? In wisdom, you know when to be simple and when to be wise and when you take a decision and when you be firm. So when we talk about the hardcore Coptic Orthodox Church. Oh, I don't mean the church that doesn't have love or the church is not very strong. Our church is very strong in all things. Very strong in love, very strong in wisdom, in teaching, in the right of the church, and we follow God as He taught us. We are not taking one side only. As a wise church, we do it all. When we need to be firm, we ought to be firm. When you need to be simple, you ought to be simple. When you are wise, you must be wise. And when you should humble yourself, you should really humble yourself. St. Paul used the Lord Jesus as an example of humility in the book of Philippians in chapter 2, when he said, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Let this humility, that you don't have this selfish ambition or conceit in you. The Lord never had it. He humbled himself. And when he was trying to teach us something, as you know, he used to teach us all the time, but the only one single time that he said, "Learn from me," in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29, he said, "Learn from me because I am what? Meek and humble of heart." That's the key. Because that will make you the happiest person on earth. When you go back with that simple heart, that humbled heart, that meek heart, that you can listen, and you don't take things and you start to analyze it in your mind. What they mean. Here's what they said. Here's what we should do. Take it into heart and do it and enjoy the presence of God in your life. Enjoy God, because when you have God in your life, you will enjoy a life that's sin-free. You will not come back and find yourself in trouble. For example, God said if you cause someone to sin, especially children, we will have a big problem. In Matthew 18:6, in the scripture today, the Lord said, "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and were drowned in the depth of the sea." Ask yourself, are you causing someone to stumble? Are you causing the children to stumble? Are you giving them wine and beer and you're making an excuse to celebrate and have party? Do you think it's that easy that you carry the blood of a child on your head? Why Abuna teaches, as I mentioned earlier, all the time, and he started to wash his hand and he said, "I am innocent from the blood of anyone who comes forward unworthy. Deliver me, O Lord, from the blood, the Lord of my salvation." Doesn't mean that you kill somebody physically, but you could kill someone spiritually by taking him away from God, from the commandments of God, from the teaching of God, and you say, "I did nothing. We're just having a good time." You are teaching people the wrong message about happiness. The only one true happiness is being with God forever. Even if everybody stands against you and said, "This man is crazy," it's perfectly right. They told Saint Athanasius, "You are crazy. The whole world is against you." And what did he say? "I am against the world. I don't care." Why? Because I have God on my side. It doesn't mean I will not watch for what I do. As long as I do it according to God's commandments, that's all what matters. And that's how we should be, because my main concern is that I will be in the kingdom of heaven, I will be in paradise with God now and forever. And we should stop analyzing people and examining their behavior. First, I examine myself. Try to get that little child in your heart out. Show how simple you are, how godly person you are by showing the love to everyone. Your happiness will reflect on everybody else. If you are not happy, it means you don't have God in your heart. And that, I'm sorry to tell you, you are deceiving yourself first of all before you deceive anybody else. If you are not happy with God, you did not know God the way it should be. You are taking like the outside, the surface, not the inside, the depth of relationship with God. You must go deep in relationship to get to know God. All God's children are very happy children. And if you do not know happiness, again, I repeat myself, you do not know God the way it should be. If you keep judging others, you did not go examine yourself and you are not happy. So I'm trying to hide all the bad things inside and you bring it on others. Who are you to judge others, as St. Paul said? They belong to God. You are not God to judge anybody. You should not be in a stage to judge. You don't have authority to judge. Abuna can speak and judge. It is his authority from God, not from himself. Otherwise, how can he forgive the sins? God told him, if you forgive the sins of any, it will be forgiven. If you bind the sins of any, it will be bound. If you bind anybody or if you loose anybody, it is what you say, it will be done. God gave him this authority, so he must use it wisely, again in the same way. Finally, let me give you an example. What would any child want? What would he want? To be with you, dad and mom. And most of the time, nothing will make the child happy more than being with you. And if you remember this story I told you before about a child one time went to speak with his dad, and he said, Dad, how much do you take per hour in your work? He says, $15. He said, can I borrow $5? Then he said, well, Habibu, what for? He said, please give me $5. He said, okay, here's $5. Now can you tell me what for? He said, I have been saving money so far, and I have so far $10. And now you give me $5 or $15. Can I take 1 hour from your time that we can talk together? 1 hour. The child did not get the chance to speak to his father, and he's buying the time. If he has to go that far, he would do it. Now we are doing it the other way around. God is giving you all the time, 24/7, he is there for you. And he is willing to buy an hour from your time. So can you give him this 1 hour? Can you speak with him and spend him the time? Show him that you are the true child. And when you pray, you say, Our Father who art in heaven, you really mean it. That he is your heavenly Father who can speak to you and you speak to him. Take the chance and speak with him. Get all the things out of your heart to him. And not, please do not listen to anybody outside. Again, I'm repeating to make sure that you get this message through. Everybody speaks to you will speak from their own mind and their experience and their knowledge. And most of those who talk to you, they have very limited knowledge. And most of it, it's from the outside world, not from the church. And my personal view, I would rather stay away from them if they would keep me and take me away from God. You know it right away. Anyone who takes away from God or your family or your children or try to affect you in any way by convincing you to drink or eat or something that you do not know of as a godly or church thing, do not do it. And be strong about it. And do not be afraid. And say, well, we are in a party, why not share and drink? No, it's not. You are different. You are God's children. Meaning you have so much of simplicity in your heart. And that simple heart is very strong at the same time. Before you go to a party, ask if this family will serve any alcohol. Ask. Why not? Why don't you take the lead? From day one since I came here and I told you, God's children are very strong and they are leaders, not followers. The only one who follow is God and His church. And that's it. We are leaders, we are not followers. Not because everybody wears some dress in a very inappropriate way, we wear it, or drink some drink that we drink, and they eat some food that we share with them. Why not we do it our way, not their way? We are the leaders. We are supposed to be the leaders. Most of the time, you know about any king, his children become the future king, the prince, the princess, and I said that millions of times, meaning they are leading the whole nation. So if you are God's children and He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, why don't you lead everybody else? Why are you led by someone? Someone who will take you far away from God now here on earth and God forbid will be forever. You lose your happiness here on earth and in heaven. Please, I ask you for God's sake to consider your happiness, the eternal happiness, and do not listen to anyone. Take it out of love of Abuna for your eternity, not for any other reason, that you should watch for what you do inside the church and out, and not to cause anyone to stumble. If you understood anything from the scripture, doesn't matter what I said, forget what I said, but at least what the Lord said, woe to him who caused the little ones to stumble. This woe is difficult when you hear it. The Lord said it, it's not Abuna or anybody else. So if you don't take it to heart, you have to deal with God. Sorry to say it, but you have to deal with God. You be serious about it, and you start to enjoy the happiness of having God into your heart right now, at this moment, on, or you are deceiving yourself. And it's time for you to wake up from what you do. Abuna is not tough. Abuna always cares about his children, and he means really to watch for your eternity. Please take the message seriously and do it. Not because Abuna is commanding you to do it, because God commanded you to do it. And Abuna is his messenger to tell you, watch for what you do for yourself and everybody else, and start enjoy the true happiness by having God in your heart right now, today on. And glory be to God now forever. Amen.